This is Best Attempts at Bleeding Out, written by Soft But Gremlin, read by Mistborn Hero, a Star Wars Clone Wars podfic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Cody-Obi-Wan Kenobi, the friendships Obi-Wan and Quinlan, and Cody and Quinlan. It is tagged for a bit of implied past Quinlan Obi-Wan, blood and injury, blood loss, drugged, truth serum, major character injury, fix it, Palps is dead, and this is post-war, but that has nothing to do with the story. Summary: Obi-Wan and Cody are sleeping comfortably when a crash in the refresher alerts them to an intruder. It was the crash in the refresher that woke them up. Obi-Wan leaped out of the bed, lightsaber flying to his hand as he ran. Cody was only a second behind him, grabbing his blaster from the desk, while Obi-Wan ran straight for the refresher and the identified threat. Cody took a moment to clear the rest of the small apartment. No sense in letting anything take them by surprise. There were no attackers lying in wait, but there was a trail of blood from an open living room window to the refresher. Cody went to close and lock the window, in case any pursuers of whichever friend of theirs had broken in tried to follow. A closed window wouldn't necessarily stop them, but they would make more noise getting in. In the fresher, Obi-Wan found Quinlan Vos lying on the floor, blood soaking his tunics, looking like a crime scene. Quinlan's eyes were unfocused as he tracked Obi-Wan's movement. "Hey, Kenobi," he said. "Can I borrow your first aid kit?" "I was looking for it in the usual spots, but I think you rearranged everything compared to your temple apartments. Also, my legs gave out, which is probably from the blood loss. I don't think leucosine has that side effect, but I think leucosine might be a blood thinner, because I've been stabbed before and it usually takes longer to get to this point and..." Obi-Wan stepped over his friend as he rumbled uncontrollably and grabbed the first aid kit from the cabinet. Then he kneeled down beside Quinlan and started untying Quinlan's tunics. "You know, I don't think you've been this desperate to get my tunics off since we were teenagers," Quinlan mumbled. "Please shut up," Obi-Wan said. "Man, I'm so doped up on leucosine right now that I don't think I can physically shut up for another 4 hours or so. Is your husband gonna be okay with this? I'd really prefer not to get shot on top of being stabbed. That is just too much for one day."
"His husband is fine with it, thanks," Cody said dryly from behind them. "I'm not fine with you dying on our fresher floor, so keep it together."
"Bly almost shot me the last time I dropped in on Ayla," Quinlan said, almost like he hadn't heard Cody. "I know how jittery non-Jedi can get. No extra sense to tell if they're about to be in danger or not. It would make me anxious too. Has made me anxious when I didn't have the Force on me. Do you remember that time on that planet, whatever the Clark planet, when Master Thulum and Jin made you too dramatic to be a shadow?"
"Uh-huh," Obi-Wan said, starting to clean the wound.
"I hated it there. We both got... Kark! Kenobi, that hurts! You should have taken the Force healing with Paris or Nadar. Honestly, man, who trained you in combat medicine?"
"You should have gone to a hospital," Obi-Wan snapped, from more stress than irritation.
"I feel safer here," Quinlan said.
Also, this was closer than the hospital. I was bleeding a lot, okay? And it's not even that deep. I don't know why it's bleeding so much, but I'm really carking dizzy. Once you wrap me up, maybe we should go to the hospital. Do you keep Bacta on hand? I know you used to when you were a Padawan, because Jin hated going to the healers even more than you did, and he was like the biggest carking idiot about it too. If you don't, you should probably start doing that again. Cody told me all about your bad habits during the war, and it's not like you have a team of clone medics following you around anymore.
Obi-Wan, who was currently applying Bacta to the wound, huffed.
Obi-Wan! Hey, Obi-Wan!
Quinlan said suddenly, gripping Obi-Wan's wrists with bloody hands.
What, Quin?
I think I'm gonna pass out.
And he did. When Quinlan came to, he was, notably, not in a hospital. His side was sore, and he was in some very soft robes that smelled like Alderanian chamomile and had the memory of a warm morning in sunlight attached to it. Huh. At some point, Obi-Wan had caught up to his height enough that he actually fit in Obi-Wan's robes. There was a familiar smell in the small apartment. He groaned as he committed himself to consciousness.
Are you making Janka cakes, Kenobi?
He asked. Yes, I am. And if you make any jokes about me burning the house down, you won't be getting any.
I wouldn't dream of it, Quinlan said,
slowly stretching out and moving to a more comfortable position on the couch he had found himself on.
Gonna be honest, I'm kinda surprised that I woke up here.
You're the one who dragged yourself here. Obi-Wan and Cody said in stereo, in exactly the same tone.
Wow, Quinlan said. I expected that from Kenobi, but Cody, really? I thought we had a rapport.
Cody snorted. Not when you wake me up at 3 a.m., with your best attempt at bleeding out on my refresher floor.
That wasn't my best attempt, Quinlan said petulantly. I could do much better.
Please don't, Obi-Wan said. Quinlan grinned and then carefully propped himself up on an elbow, looking around for his gloves. He didn't see them on either of the low tables by the couch.
What happened to my gloves? He asked.
You weren't wearing any when you arrived, Obi-Wan said, and I did check your pockets before tossing your tunics. They were shredded beyond repair, I'm afraid.
Oh, Quinlan said. I'm stealing this one then. How do you even get it this soft? Mine aren't soft like this.
I keep them long enough that repeated washings softens them.
Bantha shit, Quinlan said. I know this hasn't been worn more than 2 or 3 times.
Obi-Wan huffed a laugh as he set a plate of Janka cakes on the table next to Quinlan. Fine. Master Sajian made a deal with me when I was barely into knighthood, that if I could keep the number of replacement tunics in a year under 15, he would start saving some of the soft ones for me.
That's carking hilarious,
Quinlan said, slowly getting himself upright enough to eat his breakfast. Or maybe lunch. He wasn't sure what time it was. His hands shook, but not nearly as much as he expected them to.
So, not that I'm complaining, but why aren't I in a hospital right now?
Our apartment, basically, is a field hospital, Cody said, sitting down on the other side of the couch. Like you said this morning,
We don't have a team of medics following us around anymore. I've learned to make up for that. Quinlan snorted.
Better you than me,
he said, as Obi-Wan sat down in between them.
I did my time trying to look after this Kuchu. Nearly 20 years of it.
You are horrible, Obi-Wan said.
Yeah, but you love me anyway,
Quinlan said, leaning his head on Obi-Wan's shoulder as he worked through his food. And if he fell asleep again before finishing the plate, well, he needed the rest anyway. He could trust Cody and Obi-Wan to look out for him. The end.